The noise of Yom Kippurim. That there's no mitzvah chinuch to make the young girls fast on Yom Kippurim.
But
there is an inyan of mechanech them. Poshut means l'shoyis to make them not eat so much. Like if they usually eat breakfast at 9 o'clock, Yom Kippur let them eat 10, 11, 12. A little bit of the day start them, get them used to fasting. Avo mechanech chinois is mechanech them l'fnei shana. Says Loshon l'fnei shana. We'll soon see what that means. A year before really means 2 years before the bas mitzvah. Ulufnei shnesayim, and 3 years before the bas mitzvah. That was l'fnei, a year before shnesayim, 2 years before. Veshvil sheyuregivu mitzvahs, that they should be regular in doing mitzvahs. Look, Rashi, ein ma'an enoisei means ein chayovin lebnoyim hemechem. We don't have a chiyuv to make sure they fast the whole day. We don't have to stop them from eating the whole day. The tinoikis, the young girls. Of a mechan chenoison l'shoyis, there's a mitzvah chinuch though for a few hours. Like, let them eat a little bit later than they usually eat. For another hour or two, let them start fasting to get used to the Indian of fasting. Lefnei shana is a crash. What does lefnei shana mean? Before the year, that means she's smuchel a pirkin. Before the year, that is before they become bas mitzvah. Now, pirkin, what's called bas mitzvah? Have a ben sholosh asol in a keva. When a girl starts her 13th year, in other words, she lived a complete 12 years already, and the first day of the 13th year, that's when she becomes the bas mitzvah. The arbo asar lezocher. By a boy, when is his bar mitzvah? After he lives 13 years, the first day of the 14th year, that's his bar mitzvah. That's when it becomes a godel. To mechayev a mitzvah. Shederech tinoikes lohovi shtei sairus b'shtei masorah v'yoyim echad. A girl gets a sairus here on the bottom when she becomes usually 12 years old in one day. Tahayno b'teich shnatsiv gimel. During the 13th year. V'hi pirkun loinshin. That's the age when a girl is chayev an oinshin. To get Malkus, to get Einish, if he did the Avera, she gets Einshin. What about a boy? He becomes Bar Mitzvah when he already lived 13 years and one day. Nimtza comes out, Shnas Yudalek Pirkoi. What's the time when a Tinnik, a boy, starts to get Einshin, starts to get punishment, when he starts his 14th year? Or Shnas Yud Gimel, he Shana Smuchle Pirkoi. Now this 13 year, in other words, after he passes 12th birthday, he starts now the 13th year. That whole year is called the year Hasmuch LePirkei, which is near the 14th year. Ushnas Yud Beis, he Shana Lifnei Shana Hasmuch LePirkei. Now the 12th year means after he finishes 11th birthday, you start at the beginning of the 12th year. That's called the year before the Shana LePirkei. So that's what the Mishnah means. Hatinoikis by a girl. Ein man and noise, you don't have to make a fast, Yom Kippurim. Ava mechant chavis, the mitzvah schinuch, lefnei shana. Lefnei means the 1 year before her pirkon. In other words, when she's 12 years old, and lefnei shana, a year before that. So her 11th year, that year you have to start being mechanecha. Ulefnei shana sayin, and who are then 2 years, which really means 3 years before she becomes bas mitzvah, is you have to be mechanecha to be used to fasting a little bit. So Rashi lefnei shtei shonim, she lefnei shtei shonim samach lepirkon, tahaynu shalosh shon lefnei pirkon. Really means 3 years before she becomes bas mitzvah. The Gemara Porach hashta lefnei shtayim tahaynu gimel shonim amartu mechanchin lefnei shona tahaynu shtei miboy. Mazach, you have to start giving a chinuch when she's 11, for sure when she's 12. So what do you have to say it for? So we'll see in the Gemara. That's Gemara's kashim. Hashda b'fnei shtayim. Mechanchen hu, madach, like 3 years before she becomes bas mitzvah. You have to make chinuch. She should start eating a little bit later in the day. B'fnei shana miboy, only 2 years before bas mitzvah. For sure, there's a mitzvah chinuch. Amirav chizda l'kasha. Ho b'choy lo ho b'bori. Depends. If she's a sick girl, a week, then you can only wait till 2 years before. But if she's a healthy girl, then you start 3 years before. The one Amirav huna. Ben chesu ben tes. A girl, when she's 8 years old and 9 years old, he holds, then there's a mitzvah chinuch, she should start eating a little bit later in the day. If breakfast is usually 9 o'clock, let her start eating now 10, 11 o'clock. Ben Yud, Ben Yud Aleph, when a girl becomes 10 or 11 years old, he holds mashlimim mid rabbonin. He holds with the rabbonin, there is the chiyah for the tinoikis, the young girl, to fast. We'll soon see how it stems with our Mishnah. That's what Chizda holds. Now there is a mitzvah 2 years beforehand to start fasting, and 3 and 4 years before mitzvah chinuch. Now, then Yud Beis, when she becomes 12 already, then Maslima Midiraisa. Then there's a mitzvah chinuch midiraisa, but tinoikis, it's talking about a girl. When a girl finished her 12th year already, the beginning of the 13th year, then she has a mitzvah midiraisa. When she just starts her 11th, when she finished her 11th year, and when she finished her 10th year, in other words, the beginning of the 11th, and the beginning of the 12th year, Rav Chisda holds with the Rabbanon, she has to fast. The beginning of the 9th and the beginning of the 10th year, then it's a chinuch midiraisa. That's Rav Chisda shita. Now Rav Nachman says the same thing, but he talks about a boy, which is always a year later, because the boy first becomes ben mitzvah, bar mitzvah by 13. Nachman Omer, ben tes or ben yud. When the kid finishes 9th or finishes 10th year, is mechanz chenois l'shois. Then is the mitzvah chinuch, let him start eating a little bit later in the day. Ben yud aleph, ben yud beis, when the kid started his 11th year, or started his 12th year, mashtumim midrabonim. There's a mitzvah midrabonim to fast. It's the last 2 years before he's bar mitzvah, you have to fast midrabonim according to Rav Nachman. Ben yud gimel, when he becomes 13 already, that means he finished his 13th year, he's starting his 14th year, mashtumim midiraisa. Betinik, then is the mitzvah midiraisa from the fast already. When he becomes bar mitzvah, he finished his 13th year. The first day of the 14th year, that's when he becomes bar mitzvah, that's his chinuch. That's what comes out. The kid was born on Yom Kippur, so l'maisa, when does he finish his 13th year? He finishes it on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the last day of the 13th year. When it becomes the next Yom Kippur, that's the first day of his 14th year. So we call a bar mitzvah on his birthday, it's not the pshat really is 13. Really now he's already past 13. He started his first day of the 14th year. That's when he becomes bar mitzvah. So the Mar of Reb, this is Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda's Shita. Rav Yechonam no. Rav Yechonam Amar Hashlama the Rabbanon Lekha. Rav Yechonam no, there's never a chiyuv to fast with the Rabbanon. You never have to fast completely until your bar mitzvah. Now he goes like this. Ben Yud Aleph Mechanz Chenois L'Shoyis. What, 10 and 11, you have to start eating a little bit later. Ben Yud Beis, by a Tanoikis, by a girl, when she already finished her 12th year, Mashtumi Midiraisim. Then Midiraisim, she has to fast. So this is Rabbi Yechonam and Shita. Now we're going to ask the Kasha Rabbi Yechonam from our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Ha Tanoikis, Ein Man and Oisab Yom Kippurim. We don't make them. Tanan says in the Mishnah, Hatinoikis, the young girls, ain't man and Yom Kippurim. We don't make them fast on Yom Kippurim. Our mechan chenoisim, we make a chinuch, lefnei shon, lefnei shtayim. That even in 2 years we learned, and 3 years before, you have to start being mechanach them. So bishtem, the Rav Fun of Rav Nachman, it's very good. Lefnei shona, what does the Mishnah even say, loshna, before the year? What's lefnei shona? Or lefnei shtayim? That means lefnei shona ledevrayim. Or lefnei shtayim ledevrayim. In other words, according to Rav Huna, means that the year before their bas mitzvah, they have to fast with the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah says the mitzvah chinuch means lefnei shonim. The year before that, before they have to start fasting with the Rabbanon, when they finish their 11th year, during the 12th year, they have to fast with the Rabbanon. Now during the 11th year and during the 10th year, then there's only mitzvah chinuch. So it's good the Mishnah. Why it's called lefnei shtayim. Elo Rabbi Yechonon kasha. Rabbi Yechonon says nothing doing. You don't have to fast at all with the Rabbanon. There's only a mitzvah chinuch the year and 2 years before the bas mitzvah. So why does the Mishnah say Loshna of Lufnei Shonas Mashman 2 and 3 years before? Our Malach Rabbi Yechonon, answers like this. My Shona, what does the Mishnah mean 1 year or Shtayim 2? It means like a Samach Lepirkin. Not the way we're saying Lufnei Shona, the year before means the year before the year. In other words, 2 years before she's bas mitzvah. And 3 years before she's bas mitzvah, no, Rabbi Yechonon learns Pashin. 1 year and 2 years before she's bas mitzvah, there's a mitzvah chinuch, she should not eat the same time in the morning when she starts. She should push it off a little bit later. Then Echnami, there's no chiyuv to fast when she's a katana. So tomorrow, Maishino Shono Ishtayim Samach Lepirkun. No, that's the reason. Maishino, what's Shono mean? My shon ishtayim samach lepirkin. Just 1 or 2 years before the pirkin. Ben echnam, according to Rabbi Yechonon, they never have to fast with Rabbanon. Toshima, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Tinoikos, the young girls, ain man and noisy Yom Kippurim. You don't have to make them fast on Yom Kippur. Abu mechan chenoisa the mitzvah chinuch shon ishtayim samach lepirkin. 1 or 2 years before they become bas mitzvah. So that's very good, like Rabbi Yechonon. When the 11th year and the 12th year, Rabbanon is a mitzvah chinuch. Why does it say 11th and 12th, if 11th, short of 12th? Sounds like we said before. If she's a weak girl, she first starts her 12th year to mitzvah chinuch. If she's a strong girl, vary, then she starts her 11th year. So this time with Rabbi Yechon and Nich, Rabbi Yechon is very good. They don't fast at all. There's a mitzvah chinuch 1 or 2 years before they become bas mitzvah. Elul Rafun Rav Nachman Kasher. That they say no. There's a question of 2 and 3 years before, and the 1 year before they have to fast. Is Amiloch Rabbonin? They'll answer back like this. My chinuch. Nami diktoni yashloma. What does it mean? Mechan chinoisa? It means hashloma. They have to fast all day. For the Gemara, mi koro lechinuch hashloma. When you call chinuch, teaching them chinuch is mashma a little bit. Do you call fasting the whole day chinuch? More about Tani, we learned like this. Eizeo chinuch. What's called be mechanuch, starting them off? That means hayirogul lechol b'shteishoyis. If they used to eat breakfast the second hour of the day. Machil nois l'sholosh. Now on Yom Kippur, first give them breakfast the third hour of the day. B'sholosh, if they started to usually eat breakfast the third hour of the day, machil nois l'biyabo. That's called chinuch. So the Chori, you see clearly, chinuch is not called hashlomo. Chinuch means just starting the Indian of fasting a little bit. Eat a little bit later. But not that there's a chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. Ad she'toshuv nafsh. That's the kasha. Amarova barula trei chinuch yevi. It's not such a kasha. It's taka true. There's two different types of chinuch. It depends how old you are. Like we're saying now. Even according to Rav Huna, it's only her 12th year. And that's when she finished her 11th year. During the beginning of her 12th year, if she's weak. And during the beginning of the 11th year, if she's strong, that chinuch is mamash hashlama to fast the whole day. But there's another shir chinuch, l'shoyis. And that starts taka 2 years before that. When she's 9, the 9th year, and the 10th year, then she has to eat a little bit later. But there's two types of mitzvot chinuch. They're both chinuch. Depending how old you are, there's a chinuch to only eat, push off eating a little bit later in the day. First start eating breakfast a little bit later. That's only 9 and 10. When you come to 11 and 12 by a girl, and she's strong her 11th year, then the rabbanon of Unho, this is chiyuv to mechanecha to fast also. Now, lalocha, the way we hold is that when you have a boy, when he's 9 years old, that means he has his 9th birthday already. He's starting the beginning of the 10th year. There's the mitzvah chinuch, if he's healthy, if he's strong, to be mechanechim l'shois, that he should start eating breakfast a little bit later. Who then if he's 10 years old and a little bit weak, then the chiyuv first starts when he's 10 and beginning the 11th year. Now the Mechaber brings down, some say that when he becomes 11 years old, that means he has finished his 11th year, he's beginning his 12th year, by his zohar, there's a chiyuv midrabbonin to fast the whole day. V'yeshomrim, some say no, shein tzorach l'hashlim midrabbonin klal. He does not have to finish. Because he does not have to fast at all on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, if the child is weak, you could be samech on this. So the Chorin bring down the reason why today, like we're a little bit mekel, we don't make our children fast, even if they're 12 years old, the boys, is because we hold up as man is there for them to fast, will make them very, very weak. Therefore, they do not have to fast, even with Rabbanan. However, if you have a very strong child that you know for him, it's like nothing to fast, and then he could start fasting when he's 12 years old. However, if the child is less than 9 years old, he did not reach his 9 years old birthday yet, then b'chal there's no chiyuv chinuch. Then you're allowed to let him eat breakfast even the regular time, the same time he eats the whole year round. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off pay base. Yeah, second Mishnah. Ubro Sheharicha Ma'achila Noisa at Chetoshev Nafsha. Hesan Yom Kippur, Ubro, Poshan Ubro always means Nisha that's pregnant. Is Sheharicha, she smelled something, she smelled some good food, and she had a taiva, she wanted to eat the food, and if she doesn't eat the food, it's a Sakonis Nefoshas. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Ma'achila Noisa, we're allowed to give it to eat at Chetoshev Nafsha until she feels better. So Rashi says, interesting, Rashi says, Ubra Shericha, that means the Uber, the child inside, the baby inside, Mereach Reach, he's the one that smells. Tavshel, it smells the food. Vuhum is Savaloi, and Mela, he has Taiva to have it. Vimeino Oicheles, and if she doesn't eat the food now, Shneya Musukonim. They're both Musukin. Zai, the baby, and the mother, both are Musukin. But that's why it says Muberis, like a pregnant lady, is because of the child that she has this taiva to teed it, and because of the child, it's a sakana. The Miri's mashma, I mean, not so much. The Miri speaks out, really, it's lav davka nubra.
Who would in any person? Any person that when he smells the food, he gets such a taiva to eat it, that if he doesn't eat it, he's going to faint, or he's going to be a skanas of fashas, it's mutif him also. Nadiba behoive, usually by pregnant isha, this happens. So therefore the Mishnah says, in such a case, you should know it's a sakona, and you're allowed to give it to eat. Choyla, let's say a person is sick, and he has to eat, is machilu noisoi al pi bikiyim. We're allowed to let him eat on Yom Kippur, al pi bikiyim, posh means according to the doctors. If the doctor says that he has to eat, we let him eat. Trash al pi bikiyim, im yoimru shnei roifim. You have to have two doctors to say, shum mesuki in the main oichim, that if he doesn't eat, it's a sakona stafoshis, there's a question, maybe he'll die. So any type of a sophic about sakona stafoshis, we'll make up, we let him eat. For your main shum bikiyim, let's say you don't have doctors, so then the locher is, machilun oisoi al pi atzmoi. You let a person eat according to himself. Ad sheyoyme die, until he himself, he has enough. In other words, if a person is sick, and he feels himself that if he doesn't eat, it's going to be a sakona, he feels dead, he's allowed to eat, even without the doctors. And we'll soon see in the Gemara, there's a svara, a person knows more about himself than the doctors know about himself. We'll see in the Gemara. I call upon him, if there's no doctors, then you go bossy he himself. If the chayyim himself says he needs to eat, we let him eat. Until he says, die, I have enough, now I feel better. Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. Ubra sheherichah bosa kodesh. An isha that's pregnant, and she now smells bosa korban shlamim. She smells the meat from a korban. Oy bosa chazir. Or else she smells the meat of a chazir. That's also to eat. So the locher is toichvin lo kush beroitiv. First we do is give her slowly. In other words, like the Mishnah says, it's a sakona. So lav dafkan yom kippur. This is a locher the whole year round. You're not allowed to eat bosa kodesh, and you're not allowed to eat chazir. And Anisha is pregnant, smelled it, and she has a big taiva to eat it, and we're afraid that she doesn't eat it, she'll have a sakana stafoshes. So the locher is toich ven lakush. You take like a long stick and dip the stick beroitiv into the juice of the chazir. O menichon lo apiyah. And then put it into her mouth and let her suck it. So if it's a chati shir, it's not even called an achila, try this first. In Nisiyash Vadaita, she feels better now. Mutav, very good. She didn't do such a big yissa. Mom is just a tam of the yissa. It wasn't so gefelich. V'yim lav, let's say she says, no, I still don't feel satisfied. I still have a taiva teat. I feel bad if I don't eat. Is ma'achila noisa roitav atzum. Then we let her drink the juice itself. Fight to the roitav. So I'm not sure what the mile of the roitav is over the boss itself. The chur of the roitav is mamish chazirosom. So I'm saying means the roitav was mixed with water, and maybe she's not taking so much of the roitav. Vaitas only chatzishir. But let's try and eat the roitev, the juice, the gravy, rather than eating the chazir itself. V'yim nisiyashva dayt the mutiv. If she feels satisfied now, if she's taken the gravy, good. V'yim lav, if she still has this taiva to eat it, then machilo noisa shumin atzvin. We let her eat the fat itself, and as the meat itself, we let her eat. Why? Shein l'cha dover shayim b'fnei pekuach nefesh. Nothing stands behind, not stands in front of pekuach nefesh. Anytime you have a suffix, maybe the person will die, maybe it will come to us kind of sefashos, we don't let him, we tell him, do the Avera. You're allowed to eat Chazir, you're allowed to eat Basa Kodesh. Chutz, excluding three Averas. Chutz mi Avodah Zarah, the Gila Arayos, the Shvichas Domim. These three Averas are the question, somebody says, worship the Avodah Zarah, or else I'll kill you. The locher is, you have to let him kill you. You're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Who was in Gila Arayos? Somebody says, I'll kill you if you're not Mazana with this Isha, you have to let yourself be killed, you're not allowed to do the Avera. Or Shvichas Domim. If somebody says, I'll kill you, unless you kill somebody else, you have no head to kill the other person, you have to let yourself be killed. But by other Averis, we say the swear of the Torah would rather you do the Averim and stay alive. So it's a question, if you'll die, or else eat the Bosa Chazir, eat the Bosa Kodesh, the swear is, let her eat the Bosa Chazir and stay alive. Trashi Kush means, plach teichvin lo, take the stick and dip it into the juice, berayta shalaisai boster umayta sosai, and let her suck it out. So the Gemara, avoid the zara minon. How do we? What? Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying, right? The Mishnah Shvuah, why? Because really, the right of itself, like the Sfarah Tam Kikker, it's the tzir, it's the juice that comes out of the meat itself. So Tam Kikker, we hold as awesome in the Raisa. That's right. So I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Also, it could be it's bottling the water a little bit. You have water there also, or else maybe it's a chatishir of the roitiv. Usually you don't take that much roitiv. So maybe a little bit, a sip of the roitiv will satisfy your chatishir, like maybe. And that's why it's called right. Yes. Right. Avodizor, how do we know Avodizor is an Indian to be Yorak V'al Yavar, let yourself be killed? The Tanya. The Rebbe Lezer Weimer. im nema bechol nafshecho, lomo nema bechol miyodecho. The pasuk says, "But you have to as Hashem ulakecha bechol levavcha bechol nashcha bechol miyodecho." So really, the drosh of our Gemara goes from the first part of the pasuk. But you have to as Hashem ulakecha bechol levavcha, no, bechol nafshecho. Means even you have to give up your nefesh, give up your soul for avas Hashem. So the svar b'kitzur is, the Gemara doesn't say it, but the svar is, really it's a stira. The pasuk we have to, as Hashem lekecha, says you have to love Hashem b'chol nafshecha. That means even in a case where you have to give up your nefesh, still you have to love Hashem. And other pasukim say v'chai b'hem. No, you're supposed to stay alive. If it's a question of doing an avera or letting yourself be killed, do the avera and stay alive v'chai b'hem. So it's a stira. Here the pasuk says b'chol nafshecha. That means you have to give away your life for Hashem. How could that be? Elamai, it has to be, what's the biggest thing that shteyeth avas Hashem? In other words, like there's two gedorim. Regular averus, you're allowed to do the averus to stay alive. The Torah says v'chai b'hem, stay alive. But there's one averus that's the biggest stira that shteyeth avas Hashem. What is that? That's a svara tzavoy dezorah. So when the pasuk says v'yahavta et Hashem lekecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, that means avoy dezorah. In other words, it means to do avoy dezorah, no, give up your soul. V'chol nafshecha means to show avas Hashem, even though it means giving up your life. When? By the thing that's the biggest thing going against avas Hashem, which is avoid the zara, that's the biggest kanois. And you're leaving over Hashem and worshiping another avoid the zara, that's the worst thing. So that's the ikar drasha. We have to Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, give up your nefesh. The Rav Lezer says agav that. Rav Lezer Weimer, the chur wasn't supposed to say two things. Im nema b'chol nafshecha, lo nema b'chol miyadecha. And the chur, what's more valuable, your life or your mammon? Let it just say the more valuable thing. If I know you have to give up the more valuable thing for avas Hashem, not to do avodah zarah, pshiti, you have to give up the less valuable. Havadi, you have to give up all your money. V'yemnema b'chol nadecha, if you want to tell me no, your money is more valuable than your life, so lomo nema b'chol nafshecha. What does the person have to say? B'chol nafshecha. I'll know it memela. Once I see you have to give up your money that's more valuable than your life, pshiti, you have to give up your life. So why does the Torah have to say both? B'chol nafshecha, b'chol nadecha. The Torah says, there are two different type of people. Some people, their goof, their soul is more important than the mammon. That's what the Torah says. This inyan of avas Hashem, sometimes you even have to give up your nefesh. That's more valuable than your money. If they tell you worship avodah zarah, no, you have to let yourself be killed and don't worship avodah zarah, because that's the biggest theory connected avas Hashem. What about if you have a person, a person that his money is worth more than his goof. To him, his money is worth more. Oh, I shouldn't say, Exactly, show exactly what it means here. Yeah. Alright, but if you have a person that mamoine is chavala megufoin, that his mammon is very more valuable than his goof, therefore the pasuk says, b'chol medechem. Even for such a person also, you have to give up your money for avas Hashem. Notice they'll tell you, we want you to give up all your money, and then we'll let you live, or else be over avoy dezorah. You have to give up all your money. That's how we know that's the svar for avoy dezorah. Gila arroyis or shvichas domim minolan. How do we know for these two averis? The aver of gila arroyis and shvichas domim. Like, why are these worse averis than the other aver? The stealing, doing other averis, we say, let you do the aver and don't be killed. First step is shvichas domim gila arroyis. The Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Yaimim. The pasuk says, by Namarosa, someone is going to be Mazana, or Nara, Ki karshayoka misharyeyo, or Ritzochoy, nefesh kena dobrazim. Just like somebody goes to kill somebody, that's the same type of an Indian to go and have znus with a Nara Marosa. If you have znus with an isha tzosa to you, it's just like you're going to kill somebody. So pasuk says, nus nageyeta ritzicha. Vichima inyan lamadnu, muratzeyach a Namarosa. What are we learning out from the meaning of killing somebody from the pasha of Nara Marosa to be boil a Nara Marosa? Anisha just had erosin. She's also to you, to a different person. So to do it, it's like you're killing somebody. It's coming to teach us, and we also learn from it also, both ways. We learn one from the other. We learn out a chiddush from Nara Marosa to Ritzicham, and we learn a chiddush from Ritzicha back to Nara Marosa. That man Nara Marosa, just like by the locha of Nara Marosa, we say nitin liatzila b'nafshei. Pasuk says that if you see a man coming to be mezana with an isham, you're allowed to save her. How do you save her? Any way you could, even if it means to killing that boil, even if it means to kill that person that's being mezana with her, you're allowed to kill him. Is nitin liatzila b'nafshei? You're allowed to save her from this nus, even if it means killing the person that's doing it. is Afratzech, the same thing by Ratzech also. If you see Reuven killing Shimon, you're allowed to save Shimon and stop Reuven no matter what it means. Even if it means you have to kill Reuven. If you see Reuven killing Shimon, you're allowed to go and kill Reuven to stop Reuven from killing Shimon. So Drashi, now Maram Aros, Nitin Rishus, Lamatzil, if somebody wants to come and save her, somebody sees the way Reuven's having Znus with this Isha, and you want to save her, is Yalara Saiva Latila Mibilazu Binafsha Shaboyum, even if it means you're gonna kill Reuven now. Zel Hargoy Achalai Boale until he comes on her. Can you see if the Pasuk says Ain Mashiach? There was nobody there to help her. Tzadik, Ho Yesh Mashiach, there's somebody to help her, Yoshiana, that person has to help her, save her. The whole city chuas, any way he could do, he has to try and save her. Even if it means he has to go and kill the person who's doing this nus. So that's the Chiddush by Namar also. So we learn now to Ratzech also the same thing. That if you see somebody killing somebody else, you have to save the person, even if it means that you're going to have to kill the murderer. Right, that's one limit. Now, Ma Ratzech, just like we'll soon see in Amad Beis, there's a Svara, that when you go to kill somebody, Yehorek, V'yal Yavor, if the Goyim, somebody comes to you and say, if you don't kill the other person, I'll kill you. So Halacha is Yehorek. You have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to kill the other person. Is Yehorek, you should be killed. V'yal Yavor, you have no right to do the Averim. It's an Averim to kill somebody. And here you have no right to kill somebody. Is Af Narim Arosa, the same thing. The chet of being Berlin Isha, it's also to you, is Yehorek V'yal Yavor. You have to let yourself be killed and not do the Averim. So Drashi, Retzeach Yehorek V'yal Yavor. Im Omaloy, if somebody tells you, Haroik Chavrecha, go kill your friend. V'yimlav, if you're not going to kill him, Haroik, I'll kill you. Haroik Oischa, I'll kill you. Allah is Yehorek, you have to let yourself be killed. V'yal Yavor Averizu. It's a very important deal here. You have no right to do the Averim. We'll soon see more on Rashi Nama Beis. But that's the Svara Ratzichon. You have no right to do the Avera of killing somebody. Is Af Naram Arosam. Im Yoimru Boil. Arusas Chavercha. Somebody comes to you with a gun and says, I want you to be boiled this Isha, this Arusa, she's also to you. Oiti Horeg, or else I'll kill you. Is Yehorek V'yal Yavor. You have to let yourself be killed. You can't do the Avera. Avalhi, what about the Isha self? Let's say somebody comes to an Isha and says, I want to be Mazani with you now. And if you don't let me, I'll kill you. So she doesn't have to let herself be killed. Aval he the Isha ain't a mitzvah limsus nafshe. She doesn't have a chiyuv to let herself be killed. Why? He ain't oisaklum. As far as she's not doing anything. The karka oilam bialma. She's like a flat piece of ground. In other words, the man is coming into her. It's called the man is doing the averim. She is just lying there. She's not doing a maisa. Urai ladavr Esther. The raya is Esther. Esther let Achashverosh reboil her, and she didn't let herself be killed. You see, the Isha self is a svar of karkoilam. She is not doing a maisam. But for that one, she's not doing a barotzen. Right? Even though avada usually buys nus, when they both do an avera, they both get killed. So since the Isha has enjoyment, it's called she's doing a maisam very also. But they are co-part of the avera is being done shevi atasam. She's not doing the maisam. Maisa is being done to her. But since she has enjoyment from it, if she's doing it willingly, she's also chayiv misam. But our co-partner is not called to be doing a ma'isa averim. And where do we know that the inyo of Yehorek v'ayavrim, you have to let yourself be killed and not do it? You learn it now from Ritzicha. Now usually by Ritzicha, the case is always, we tell you we want you to go kill somebody else. So it's a question of you to do a ma'isa. You have to do an act of killing somebody. Now we say you have no right. You have no right to kill somebody else. So that's the limit also. By znus, it's only if you're doing the ma'isa znus, you have to let yourself be killed. So the man is considered doing the ma'isa znus, he has to let himself be killed. He can't do the ma'isam. But the Isha that just receives it, she has not called she's doing a ma'isam, therefore she does not let herself be killed. She has a right to let the ma'isam be done to her and not to be killed. So that's the limit we learn out of Ratzeach to Naram Arosa. For at the Gemara good of a Ratzeach Gufa Minolan, how do we know this is far?